This is just a sexual experience. That's all it is.
Right.
I'm not going to take care of this kid. Isn't it her fault to go, all right, well, then I don't want to do it with you because if I do get pregnant, then the burden's going to be all on me. Right?
Right, right.
So, because I know we want to blame the dude and be like, well, then you shouldn't have had sex. But if you tell her that and she still wants to do it, can she then call you a deadbeat when you don't take care of the kid?
I mean, I guess she
can. The audio got taken down. I don't know why. I don't know why it does that.
Yeah,
Is he still a deadbeat dad?
I
say he is. Just because you know as a dude that if you get a woman pregnant, that you have a responsibility. Because you have a kid.
Yeah.
And you already know the risks. You know the rules to the game. It's not like it's a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So I say the dude, yeah, that makes him a deadbeat.
Yeah, I do too, in my world.
But Nard, you say it doesn't make him a deadbeat and it's her fault.
Yeah, I would say it's her fault for sure. Like, if I fair warned her and before we had sex, like, that should be her big warning.
Say,
like,
hey, I'm a loser and I'm not going to
take care
of him. Yeah,
this guy's not
going to
be around. What am I going to do? Why would I trap him if I know ahead of time he's not going to be there?
Right, or why wouldn't you say, strap up, laddie?
It's a great point. Why would you get pregnant by the guy that has already told you,
exactly,
I'm going to be a deadbeat if you have a kid?
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
That was like a big debate, and a lot of people were saying that it's the man's fault. It's the man's fault. But then others were saying, no, that's the woman's fault, and that's her burden now. Because he's told her his intentions.
Yep.
So she already knew that.
Yeah.
So
I definitely think if you sleep with a girl and you get her pregnant, like, it's on you.
Yeah, because you know.
No matter what her choice is, if she wants to keep, if she wants to keep it, it's on you.
That's just the rules of the game. Just like dudes, if you have sex with a woman, you don't have to carry the baby,
mm-hmm,
right? You don't have that responsibility.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think you're right, Derek. I think it's still on the dude.
I don't even know if it's right. It's just how, it's where we come from. It's just like that's the,
I don't think
it's
the young
changed,
dudes
though. It's definitely,
feel that way, though.
Young dudes do not feel this way in any way. I see it all the time on TikTok, Instagram, all that. Where it's just like they'll be debating about this, thing that goes viral or a podcast. Some podcast, they'll say this on a podcast. And even girls, I see girls agreeing with the guys. They're like, you know what? He's right. Yeah. If he already said, he doesn't want any kids.
If he is upfront and honest about it, saying,
then,
hey, I'm going to be a terrible
father. You
can't
be hitting him up for child support.
I don't want to be a father. Then you still let him hit. Then that's on you. That's your kid to take care of.
That's the greatest thing that I've seen guys get over on girls, with the younger generation is that for sure.
But
like, there's girls not putting guys on child support because the guy was like, I don't want any kids.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know what? I'm going to handle this on my own.
But
he
then,
said
all right,
he didn't want any kids.
Derek.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the heat of the moment, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's just say you're the girl.
Okay.
You're in the heat of the moment. There's this stud, chiseled up stud, ready to give you the pipe.
God.
All right. So you're ready to get the pipe. And then he's like, hey, look, if you get pregnant.
Why do I have to be the girl?
Look, if you just, it sounds less aggressive.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
All right. Anyway, so you're the girl. Chiseled out, you're thick princess.
Yeah, all right.
Thick princess. Why's he got to be thick in the imaginary world?
Yeah, exactly.
When
if we're going to imaginary
bad?
Land.
When is thick bad?
I don't know.
I
just
thought
saying,
that was it.
Why can't he be thin and hot?
Okay, all right.
Well, say imaginary world.
All right.
He already knows when.
Can we get part of the past of me getting blasted?
All right, now I got to start over.
Yeah.
All right, so. Derek, you're there with some chiseled up stud. You're a crackhead, skinny ass, cracked out white chick.
Yep.
Right? And he's like, hey, listen, crackhead, I'm just here for the sex. I don't want to be a dad. So if you get pregnant, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
So is it your crackhead ass?
I guess so.
Are you supposed to then, aren't you the dumb one for letting that chiseled up stud nail you?
Yeah. Because I'm just like, to me, it's like, well, if you didn't want a kid, then you're. That part of your game should have been better.
No offense, but I thought the thick princess sounded a little bit more romantic than, the cracked out, skinny Britney Spears lady I just described.
Sure. I just want to stop being a girl.
Well, Nard was keeping you being a girl by interjecting into the story and making the story last a lot longer so that you had to be a girl a lot longer. But,
I don't like it.
But did you nail the guy or no, Derek?
No, I just went down.